Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere in the Sledgeville Thrifty Doze Inn.
Okay, Dwayne, here we are. This is their best suite.
Oh, sure, Delton. Didn't you read the sign on the door?
Just hand me my bag. Hey, be careful, Dwayne. That's a designer set.
But you only have one bag, Delton.
I know. It's a designer set of one.
Oh.
Now get your stuff in here.
Okay.
Is that it?
Oh, just about. If I need anything else, I guess I can just go out to the car and get it.
Yes. I hope it won't be too much of a hardship for you.
Boy, you know, Sledgeville sure is a nice town, isn't it, Delton?
Yeah, they do seem unusually friendly here.
I can hardly wait for that parade they're throwing for us tomorrow.
I wonder why they're throwing us a parade, anyway.
Oh, who cares? Let's just enjoy it.
Dwayne, I just had an awful thought.
What's that?
What if they think we're someone else?
Gosh.
No, that's ridiculous. I'm a big star. They're just excessively happy to see me.
You know, Delton, now that you mention it, if they thought we were somebody else, that would sure explain a lot of things.
No, it's impossible. I'm a big star. Naturally, they're giving me the VIP treatment. We big stars get treated like this all the time.
Nobody's ever treated you like this before, Delton.
Well, they ought to. And close the door. Don't let all the air conditioning out.
Okay. You know, it doesn't feel like the air conditioning's on in here.
Well, find the air conditioner and turn it on.
Oh, here it is, over here. Huh, that's interesting.
What?
Well, I've never seen a coin-operated air conditioner before.
Hmm.
Let's see if I have any change.
If this is their best suite, I'd hate to see their worst.
Oh, come on, Delton. They're real nice people. Oh, here's a quarter. Oh, and here's the window. Wow, what a great view.
What? Can you see the parking lot?
Well, it's either that or the ocean, and it's hard to tell.
Well, just ignore it, then. Now, Dwayne, listen. If we're going to share this room, I think we better lay down a few basic ground rules.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I'm going to draw an imaginary line right down the middle here. And you stay on your side, and I'll stay on mine. Okay?
Okay. Delton, did you know that the TV, the chair, the ice bucket, and the magic finger controls are all on your side of the room?
Yes, Dwayne. I knew that.
Well, what do I get?
Well, you get the window and the picture of the velvet matador. I don't see how things could be any more fair.
Well, I guess not. But what do I do if I have to go to the bathroom? I have to cross into your territory.
All you have to do is ask permission.
Oh. Can I have permission to cross into Delton territory to read the notice on the back of the door?
Yes, you have my permission. As long as you don't read out loud.
Hmm. Well, no, I didn't know that. Boy, Sledgeville sure is tough on people who don't check out on time. Ooh. Huh, I didn't know that was a felony. Hey, Delton, guess what the capacity of this room is?
Do I have to know?
Well, let's see. It says, no more than 17 guests may occupy this room at any one time,
mm-hmm.
except during a sanctioned Shriners convention, when the limit shall be 243.
Mm.
Boy, that's a lot of Shriners.
It sure is.
Hey, Delton, guess where the fire exits are located?
Dwayne, we're on the first floor, and I don't care. Would you shut up and put another quarter in the air conditioner?
Okay. Now, why couldn't you do that yourself?
I'm busy.
Oh, geez, what are you doing now?
I'm merely paring my toenails, if you don't mind.
Well, watch those things. Your toenail clippings, they're flying all over the suite.
Oh, Dwayne, they're not going to hurt you.
Well, you never know. Oh, God, what's in my bed? Oh, man, come on. Oh, help me get it out. The things must be at least a foot long. Yeah.
Dwayne, will you stop it?
Well, we've got to find it. What if I go to bed and roll over a toenail clipping? I might get killed or maimed or something. Oh, I could get tetanus.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I got to find it. We're going to go.
Will Dwayne get tetanus from Delton's toenail clipping? Probably not. But tune in anyway to the next episode of Narrowed Horizons.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.